USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A revived Hurricane 1 Ian with its sights set on South Carolina's coast Friday and the historic city of Charleston. Forecasters are predicting a storm surge and floods after the megastorm caused catastrophic damage in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis.
I think that there's going to be issues with being on some of those islands because they're not going to have services like we expect for quite some time given the limitations of transportation. But nevertheless, that's a sign that some of the folks who did ride it out are stabilized in their home.
All of South Carolina's coast is under a hurricane warning. The insanity of crime in New York continued Thursday afternoon. EMT Lieutenant Allison Russo Elling, a 61-year-old department veteran who was a World Trade Center responder on September 11, 2001, was stabbed to death by a man that authorities say was unprovoked as she was attempting to get some food. Federal Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida has extended the timeline for the review of documents seized from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, delaying the fight over whether any materials are privileged by another 2 weeks. 11,000 documents are at issue. U.S. District Judge Raymond Deary now has until December 16th to complete the work. Russia pounded Ukrainian cities with missiles, rockets, and suicide drones, with one strike reported to have killed 25 people, as it moved Friday to get more seized Ukrainian territory into Russia itself under the protection of its nuclear weapons. The James Webb and Hubble telescopes on Thursday revealed their first images of DART deliberately smashing into an asteroid in an attempt to divert its trajectory. Astronomers indicated that the impact looks to have been much greater than expected. Did it work? The data is still coming in. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
One outspoken GOP lawmaker is having troubles at home.
U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's husband has filed for divorce from the conservative firebrand. She confirmed this on Wednesday. Marriage is a wonderful thing, and I'm a firm believer in it, Greene said. Our society is formed by a husband and wife creating a family to nurture and protect. Together, Perry and I formed our family and raised three great kids. He gave me the best job title you can ever earn, Mom. I'll always be grateful for how great of a dad he is to our children, she added. The Georgia House Representative's husband, Perry Greene, filed for divorce Tuesday after 27 years of marriage, according to court documents. The two were married in August of 1995 while Greene was still a student at the University of Georgia. They had three adult children together. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Illegal immigrants held by U.S. authorities at a detention center in rural New Mexico say they've endured retaliation rather than aid after reporting unsanitary conditions. A public letter signed this week by at least a dozen of the people entering the United States illegally say the Torrance County Detention Facility has broken plumbing, insect infestations, insufficient access to medical care, and rationed bottles of drinking water. The facility is privately operated by Core Civic. Don't mind all the jaw popping today, as it is National Chewing Gum Day. USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.